Hey, Zion of the Days. Amalei Rav Chavibi Michuz, no, the Rav Ashi Toshma. Okay, do we do Rashi's on that last piece? We knew Rashi's on the last piece. So Rashi back. Oisai Yom Shabbos Hoya, Shinemar Bubaker Risim Oisai. So the Mon, Shinisnoa Bubaba Yom Al Hamon, could have seen, they complained about not having food, and the Russian response was giving them the Mon and the first set of slav. Russian promised he's going to give them mon the next day. Okay, so the complaint took place on what day? Well, it took place the day before the mon started. But al karach b'chad b'shabbos yerod lehem mon tchila. We know the mon started on Yom Rishon. You're going to collect this for 6 days, and the 7 days, it's not going to come down. So that pasuk indicates that it started falling on Yom Rishon. So it means the day before was Shabbos, and it says that was Tesvav. That's possible understanding, but the more. Well, that's clear in the pasuk. The lashon of the pasuk is you're going to collect for 6 days, and the 7th day it's not going to be there. The only issue is, could you understand the pasuk means it's talking about the general rule, right, as opposed to this starting this week. But Rashi says in Chumash also that it seems to be that Vayiva Yom Hashir, they came to Moshe and they asked him what's going on. So it was the 7th day of the conversation of dealing with it. So they weren't ready. Moshe Rabbeinu had not told them about Shabbos. It's not going to come down on Shabbos. It says on the 7th day they came and they asked where was it. So that indicates it started out on Yom Rishon. So if Tesvav was on Shabbos, that puts Rishi Arachud to see when it's Chad b'Shabbos. Kishatashlam le'ir ad Tesvav v'yem Tesvav is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. You add, if you have 15 days in the month already, you add another 15 days till Rosh Chodesh Sivan, so Rosh Chodesh Sivan will end up being on Yom Rishon. Okay. So the Gemara. Amalei Rav Rav Asi Mechuzno, Rav Chaviv Mechuzno, Rav Ashi. So they asked Rav Ashi, Toshma, the following Raya. This is Medrash Chazal, which on the pasuk, the end of Sefer Shemos says, "Vehi bechodesh Rishon v'shana shenis bechod lechodesh shukama Mishkan." So the Mishkan was raised up on the first day of Nisan of the second year of Klai Yisrael, when the second year, the first year meaning the season of time took place in the first year. So Nisan of the following year. Was still 15 days short of the time they left Mitzrayim, but it's already counted as the second year. It's Nisan. So that's when the Mishkan was raised up. So Tano, the Brisa says, Osayim Notol Eser Atoris. That day had ten literally crowns, but it had ten things special about it. What are the 10 things? Rishon L'Maaseh Bereishis, the day which the Mishkan was raised was Yom Rishon of the week, so that Yom Rishon is the beginning of Maaseh Bereishis. Rishon L'Nesiim was the first day when the Nesiim started bringing Kerbunas. Rishon L'Kohanim was the first day that Aaron and his sons were acting as Kohanim, because till then Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was acting as the Kohanim. Rishon L'Avodah was the first day where the regular dinim of Avodah went into place, the Kerbonis of the Tzibur, which are brought from the Trumas Alishka, etc., that the Tzibur is bringing Kerbonis. That process, which then continued on till the Kerbon Abayis, started at that moment. Rishon L'Yiridus Aish, that's when the Aish came down from Shemayim on that day. Rishon L'Achilas Kachim was the first time that there was a dinim of Achilas Kachim. Rashi says inside of the Zohar, as opposed to then it was just eaten wherever. The, you know, they had korbanos before and they ate korbanos beforehand, but it didn't have halachas of a, how to have the chila, special chila. Rishon lishkain hashchina, probably lishkain be Yisrael. Okay, that the shchina was dwelled in Klai Yisrael. The pasuk says that the like Moshe says, until then the presence of the shchina didn't come down. Rishon lebrachis Yisrael was brachas kahanim. Was said that day, the first time Birchas Kahanim was said, Rishon Le'Esrei Bomos, it was at this point in time, now the Mikdash is in place, so they can't bring Kabbalah anywhere else.
You needed Kayan
for Birchas Kahanim. And the first day of Kahuna, that they had the Dinim of Kahuna, was Mishkan. You didn't really need Mishkan. But you didn't need, Birchas Kahanim was said in context of Avodah. So you needed really two things. You need their kahuna wasn't really complete until then, and they didn't have a dinim of, Birchas Kahanim was said in conjunction with Avodah. So they didn't have it until then. But, I mean, theoretically, Birchas Kahanim can be said without Avodah, but that was how it normally was said. But they needed Kahanim. And Rishon LeShabbos, Rishon LeChadashim was the first one. That day was the first day of the first month of the year. Okay, so we know that Aleph Nissan took place on Yom Rishon. Which now, if that's true, which means that Tesuvav Nissan took place. Well, okay, so that's of the second year. So what can we derive from there to the previous year when Nisan took place? If Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the year number 2 is on Yom Rishon, so then the Ishtaka of the year before is Bedal B'Shabbos. We would assume that it fell out to be on the 4th day of the week. The Tanya, we have a Brisa Acher Marmim, Ein Ben Hatzeres. We have this in Rosh Hashanah. Ve'en be'atzeres la'atzeres, ve'en be'Rosh Hashanah la'Rosh Hashanah, al dal yamim bilvad. The gap between the, 1 year and the next is 4 days. V'v'ayis Hashanah v'beris, the gap is, it's 5 days. If you have your Chadashim Kesidron, Moli Chasa throughout the year, So then, the year is 354 days. So 350 days is weeks, is 50 times 7. And you have a 4 day difference. So if I know this year it's on Yom Dalid, I know that next year, in a regular year, which is Kesidron, so it'll be 4 days later. So that's Hey, Vav, Zion, Aleph. So for the second year, it was a Yom Aleph, so I can figure out the year before, it was a Yom Dalet. So I know that Rosh Chodesh Nissan on the year before was a Yom Dalet. You can have, that's a year which is Kesidron, which will give you 6 months which are Mole and 6 months which are Chaser. Samura says, and if...
I understand that Rosh Hashanah this year came out on Thursday, next year's also Thursday.
Correct. We'll get to that. Okay. Somewhere it says, well, if Rosh Chodesh Nissan was on Yom Dalid on Wednesday, so how will Reish Yarcha the Iyur Mali Shabbat? So then Rosh Chodesh Iyur comes out to be, so then day 29 is a Yom Dalet, day 30 is a Yom Hay, and Rosh Chodesh Iyur is on Friday. So Rosh Chodesh Iyur is a Chaser, so it's only 29 days, it means 29 is also on a Friday, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on Shabbos. Rosh Yechad the Sivan, Shabbat, so Kasha Ben L'Rab Yossi, Ben L'Rab Bonin, so that doesn't work with either Rab Yossi nor the Rab Bonin. That you're going to have this calculation. Gemara answers, Rabbi Yossi Shiva Chaserin Avud, Rabbanan Ches Chaserim Avud. So that the year could be as such that you could have there is, so according to Rabbi Yossi, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Aleph, which means Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Shabbos, means Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on Hay. So if Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on Hay, why next year did it should have been on Beis? The answer is this year they had, instead of having six Moli and six Chasa, they had five Moli and seven Chasa. So that moves it back one day. Morris says, according to the Rabbanon, it should have come, they had Rosh Chodesh Sivan on Beis, Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Aleph, means Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on Friday. So on Friday, so it should have ended up being Yom Gimel, and it was only Yom Aleph. The answer is they had six chaserim. Excuse me, they had eight chaserim, and only four maleim for that year. We'll see. It's just a Rashi, and then we'll think about that math a little bit. Okay, so Rashi, Esra Torahs, about halfway down the page. Rishon Esra Torah was it was the beginning of 10 things. Rishon LaMayvriya. So Olam Shechet B'Shabbos. So it was on Yom Rishon. So this Yom Rishon is the first day of. So Yom Rishon is Zechet to be the first day of Bria. Rishon LaNasiim, Lakrobus Nasiim, Lachilukas Abayis. This is the first time the Nasiim brought the Karbonos. Rishon LaKahuna. Oisa Yom Shmini LeMiluyim. So Aleph Nisan was the eighth day. Moshe Rabbeinu for the last 7 days of Adar had been bringing the Karbonos in the Miluyim, and now on the eighth day the Kahanim took over. And Vavodah ba'Aaron u'bona ba'arashav hoyah b'churis. That's when it was taken over by Aaron. Until then, the Avodah was, Moshe was doing it, but in general, Avodah was not by b'churis. The day that the Kahanim, the Kahuna took over was on Aleph Nisan, Rishon Avodah. The Seder Avodah Sibur to meet him, which are Karbonos shal Trumas Alishka. And they brought Karbonos beforehand. But all the dinim of Hakrobas Karbonas from the Trumas Alishka, etc., only started then. You read as Eish, Tetz Eish Melifnei Hashem, Atoch Alam Yizbech, the Eish came down and consumed the Karbonas. Achilas Kachim B'Mechitza was eaten within their specific place. But Ashav Hoyin Nechalim B'Chol Mokim, they were eaten anywhere. Lishkan B'Yisrael Shechina, Shoras Hashem, Kiriksi, B'Shechanti, B'Sechom, Mechal Dan Hashra, Loi Shoras. B'Shem says, make the base, the Mishkan, and I'll be Shechin in the Mishkan. It means it wasn't the Shoras Hashkin until then. The Vorech, Birchus Kahanim, Kiriksi, B'Yisaren, Es Yadov, they give Birchus Kahanim, Yisar Bamas, Me'ashim Nesu, Bamas now went into, the Yisar Bamas went into effect, why? Shehu Roy, the Pesach, O'Moyed, Kiriksi, B'Pesach, O'Moyed, Loi Hebiyoy, the Yisar is, you can't be makar somewhere else and not bring to the Mishkan. So there has to be a Mishkan to be make Bamas Asr. The High Shata Shana Hashenis Litziyasim Hukam Mishkan. So if you do your math, it's Dalad Yomim. Kishatuvei Kol Chadoshim Kisidron. If you do all of the months standardized, Echad Moli Vechad Chaser, Haver Abba Yomim Bein Tchila Shana L'Tchila Shana Acheres. So that's Kulon Shvuyim Chutz Me'arba Yomim, which can be divided up into sets of seven, leaving over four days. So if you do your math, so six sets of 59. That's really what it is, right? So six sets of 60 would be 360. But each set is missing one, so it gives you 354. This the Acherim Shita is that both Adorim are put as Chaserim. So you'd push it off one more day according to that. We do one other Mole and one other Chaser. So our standard Shana Muberis is going to have 6 days in between the 1 year to the next, not like the Acher. That's number one. Number two, just in regards to why this year is 7 days, is because this year, both Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Kislev are all going to be Malayim. And since that's so, you Cheshvan could be either Mali or Chaser, and Kislev could either be either Mali or Chaser. So Kisidron would mean that Tishrei is Mali, Cheshvan is Chaser, and Kislev is Mali again. This year they're both going to be Mali, so that adds one more day, and that gives you 7 days. Takes them 6 to 7. And no, by other one of the two, the Recherim Shita is that both the Dorms are Chaserim. We do one Mali and one Chaser. And this year, besides that, so means our standard, if you have a Shana Muberes Kisidron, Kisidron would mean 6 days, and this year it's not Kisidron, it's a year which is called the Sholem, which means it has all of as many days as possible, and that adds up to 385 days, which is 55 weeks.
How often?
It happens. It's possible to happen fairly often than you. Somebody told me, I didn't do the math myself, that 4 out of the next 5 years are going to be Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out on Thursday. So to do that, you're going to have two sets of shleimim. In the next 5 years, you're going to have two sets of shanas, which muboris, and they're both going to be shleimim. To get that. So somebody said he gave a shir in Hichel's Erev Tavshil, and he says it's a very negative kashir if you're up next upcoming years. Regular year for us is 6 days. What? 59 times 6 is 354. If you add one more month, which he holds is chaser, so it's another 29, it'd be 383. That's 5 days. But we add the other which we add is mole, so therefore it's 30 days.
That's not a regular year. That's a shnat
there. Right.
Regular is
4. So the Cherem says Shnat Muberes says you add another 29 days, so that's 383. It's also 5. That's 5. It's not. But we add a mole, so it's 30 days, so it's 384, which is 6. Right. Okay. Zayin Chaserim Avud v'lohoyu ela gimel bein pesach lepesach. So if they made instead of making it 6 and 6. They made 7 chaserim. Gimel bein pesach lepesach. You only have 3 day gap. So therefore, it works out that if this year is an aleph, last year was an hay. Involves zayin and aleph is your gap. So chaserim sheetas, we never switch. So the rabbanon didn't hold like the chaserim. They hold that you sometimes we do switch. Excuse me. Okay. The Rabbanon ches chaserim avod v'lohoyu bein pesach dishtakad the pesach de'idna ele beis yamim v'nimsa dishtakad b'erev Shabbos. So he says if you have 8 chaserim, which means you make both cheshren and Well, see, in our calendar, we never would have that. But if you're Mekadosh al-Pi Riyah, so it's possible to have that you could have Ches Chaserim. So if you had Ches Chaserim, so it comes out, Lo'yim in Pesach Dishtakel, the Pesach Dindel, the Beis Yom, and if it's Dishtakel, Rerev Shabbos. So if it's Aleph in this year, means last year was 2 days earlier, which is on Yom Vav. Which means that Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Yom Aleph, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Yom Beis.
So that was the thing.
Okay. Tosis has a question. The more keeps saying that ear of that fit all these brises, the one keep answering that ear was a meuber. You know, ear normally is a chaser, right? So that was Shana Rishana. The ear of Shana Rishana was a meuber. What? It was a mole, right? So Tosfos says a cheshon over here that to answer the Rabbanu, you didn't need to say that there was eight chaserim. You could say that there was zayin chaserim, but ear was a meuber. Now, I didn't do the math to work it out. You can work it out. Why? Figure why that makes sense. To think that through. Okay. Toshma. The Tanya of Seder Olam, there's a brisa called Seder Olam, and that brisa called Seder Olam, which goes through the Seder Olam, you know, it talks about the different calculations of when things took place, etc. We actually have that brisa. Nishan Shaboy Yotzi Yisomei Mitzrayim Barba Oser Shaltu Pischeim. The brisa says they shefted on the 14th. Chimish Oser Yotzu, they left on the 15th. Vesa Yom Erev Shabbos Hoya, and that was Erev Shabbos. So that fits like the Rabbonon. Made a Reish Yarchad the Nissan Arab Shabbos. Reish Yarchad the ear is Chad B'Shabbos. So it means if 15th is on a Friday, so it means Rosh Chodesh Nissan was on a Friday, which means Rosh Chodesh ear will be on Yom Rishon, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan will be on Yom Beis. Reish Yarchad the Nissan Arab Shabbos. Reish Yarchad the ear Chad B'Shabbos. Sivan betray B'Shabbos. Kashel of Yosi Amlucha Rab Yosi Homani Rabbanani. That'll be called Rabbanan. Toshma of Yosi Yarmer B'Sheni Olam Moshe B'Sheni. All of Moshe b'Yorad. Moshe b'Nun went out on Yom Sheni, came back down. B'Shishi all of b'Yorad. He went up on Yom Shlishi and came back down. B'Dalad Yorad b'Shuloi Ola. He went down on Dalad and he did not go up again. The Lord says, first of all, one second. Before we go any further, Ma'achar Shuloi Ola Mehechan Yorad. If he didn't go up on Yom Dalad, how could he come down on Yom Dalad? He already came down on Yom Gimel. Ela B'Ravi, all of b'Yorad. He came down on Ravi. He didn't go up again. Till after Mount Torah, the Chamishi bonam mizbeach, hikrav love korban. Chamishi was there was the pesukim were talking about building the mizbeach and bringing the korbanos, which you mentioned at the end of the parsha Mishpatim. That was in Yom Hei. According to Rashi's pshat, that was in Yom Hei. Mishishi lo hoyu lepenai, and Mishishi didn't have penai. My love mishum Torah. That Shishi didn't have Panai because the Torah was being given then. It says, Loi Mishum Terech Shabbos. Their Christ was preparing for Shabbos. I'm not sure exactly we didn't have Panai for. Didn't have Panai for what? Rashi says, didn't have Panai to go up. I mean, was he allowed to go up without being called? I'm not sure exactly what that means. Okay, let's just finish up the two dots. So there was this person from the Galil who said the following drasha in front of Rav Chisda, and the Birch Rachmona said in Aramaic, he says, blessed is the merciful one of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Orion saw, he gave a Torah which has three parts to it, which is Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Okay, to La'am Tlisoi, to a nation made of three parts, Kahanim Levim Yisrael. Ayelet Tlisoi through a messenger, a third, because he's a Mentina Kodesh Baruch and Klaizel Moshe. B'yam Tlisoi on the third day of the Prisha. B'yach Tlisoi on the third month. So there's apparently a very significant understanding in the number three in Torah. And that was the drush of this person. But apparently, the Mordor is bringing it now, Kaman Kerbonon. Was day three of the Prisha was according to Rabbanon, because according to Rabbi Yossi was day four of the Prisha. So this Rasha was going to fit like Rabbanon, not like Rabbi Yossi. Just understanding why three is so significant in Torah. Obviously, you get that message from this Rasha, right? One year I asked the Bachar on Shavuos, I said, you know, which number does your mind conjure up when you think about Shavuos? Think about Shavuos. What mind? What numbers does your mind conjure up? So, Anoch Hashem Elokecha, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shtei Tuluchais, Aseres Adibris, Tarag Mitzvahs. You know, you think maybe of the day of the month, the day of the Shavuos is Vav and Zayin. You don't think of three. But you know, so the more it tells you, the most significant number that the more seems to be stressing is the number three. So the morale says that that the concept of, he said a few ideas, you know, some of them are somewhat contradictory to each other. You know, there's different elements of what three has. He says you can't have a full item of something until you have a three. Three can make a triangle. It can close something. You can't make a closure of anything with less than three. Two is just a line, right? So the idea of having something which it's something which is more, has a fullness to it, is in the concept of three. Three allows you to have idea of being balanced in the sense of that there's a middle point. You're not to an extreme. One is one, and then the idea of two gives you the idea of extremes. You have one end and another end. Three means there can be something in the middle, and you find that that concept that plays out that three. Yaakov Avinu was the third of the Ovis, and you know the Opi Kabbalah, we look at Avram as the meat of Chesed, and Yitzchak is the meat of Din, and Yaakov is the meat of Tiferes, which is the balance between the two, the ability to balance the two. So the Torah gives, and then he goes, the Torah gives a balance, the Torah gives you a Shlemus. He says that three allows you to be mavel yourself from something. One is it's always your starting point. Two still feels it has some type of connection. It's the one moved away from two, and three already is very distant from the original one. It's already it's moving. It's not a pair with it. It's further away. So it allows the idea that the three allows you to create a real distance break out from the physicality of the world. So that's like a different idea than the first two. But he says all those ideas are true about Torah. Let's see Rashi. B'sheni olam ha'isha, b'shama v'atem t'yali v'yard v'higad. Rabbi Hashem told him v'atem t'yali, and he told Chai Yisrael that. B'gimel olam b'shama ha'gbola v'yard v'higad. He went down and told him about the ha'gbola. The dalad yared l'hafrisham. The Rabbi Hashem told us to be mafrish them. V'shubalei olam ha'gbola sadibris sh'olam kulam. Then all of Chai Yisrael and Yem Zayin got the Torah. Machash l'olam mehechen yared. Termina b'dalad yared. He says he went down and dalad. B'loim marta olam v'yard. He didn't say he went up and down. You have to correct that and say he went up and down on day 4 and he did not go up again until Matan Torah with everybody else. So he didn't have Panai in Yerbav. My love, Mishum Torah. They all got the Dibris on Yerm Dalit. Right? So, I'm sorry, Yem Vav, thank you. So, now, the question which the Moraz brings this Toshma, the Moraz brings this Toshma as a Akash and Rava. Rava says that, you know, that everybody agrees in the process how it took place. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on Aleph, Shabbos was given on, the Torah was given on. On Shabbos, and everything else played out according to that. This brisa clearly has Rabbi Yossi, who holds B'zayin Nitna, telling you that the sixth day was the day. No, he didn't add an extra day, and he agrees with the Chumash that you study your calculations. It's a six-day total calculations. Just he held it and said it on base. That's what this brisa really should be telling me. Not on Aleph, not like Rav. That the whole process started on Yom Beis. That's the Kasha and Rabbah. So the Morris says, no, that it was that day was Erev Shabbos. In front of Erev Chista. So what's the Lashon of Aleid Erev Chista? And Vishra Erev Chista, Yerusha Erev Chista was the Rosh Hashiba, and he sat. When Darshan Oimer, the person who was speaking, stood. Kamar Lei, the language of Lei means on top of him. The Doimer Kamosha Oimer, Lamala Mina Yerusha. It looks like he's standing above. You picture your day is you have the speaker standing and the person sitting next to him, he's standing above him. That's Lashon of Aleh. Arayin Tzisoy, Torah Nevi Meksubim, it's the three-part Torah, Lam Tzisoy, Kan Levi Meyisraelim, Ayari Tzisoy, Moshe Tzisoy, Moshe Tzisoy Lebetin, Miriam Aaron Moshe, he was the third child. V'yem Tzisoy, Leprisha, on the third day of the Prisha, fine. Okay, now the Mor is going to go into some Agadah about Matan Torah. Mechoikis is behind us. V'yashat V'safta Tzahor, Amar of Dimi Barchama Barchasa Melama Shekafa Kadosh Baruch Aleim as a Har Kegigas Barshem put the har above them like a barrel. Amar Lehem Imatem Kabbalim Torah Mutav. If you kept the Torah, that's good. If Imlav Sham Tekvuraschem, there will be your burial. So Rishiva Gifter Zichle Bracha said the Har Barshem should have told them Pei Tekvuraschem. Barshem is talking to Klai Sol Bayarsin and says you're going to be buried here. He says it doesn't mean they're going to be buried here. It means, wherever you go in your life, you're dead. You're going to be living, it's a living basic course. You know, you're walking around, but that's death, because there's no terror. So there's no, if life has no purpose, we can't break out of the cycle of Gashmias, so I live to be able to have make my pranasa, to be able to eat, to be able to live. So you live to eat and you eat to live. So what are you living for? So there's no function. So life remains totally physical. There's nothing, I can't put a purpose to it. Torah gives a purpose to the world. Torah breaks the world out from being the cycle of Gashmias to having a world of Ruchnias to it, having a purpose, a higher purpose. So otherwise, we remain totally earthbound. So basically, we're covering we're here on the ground. So, see, without the Torah putting its stamp of function on the Bria, Chesed would have no value either. The reason why Chesed has value is because the Torah put a value on Chesed. You're right, the world understood the concept of Chesed without the Nesinus of Torah, but that's only because there's a concept of Torah which fuels the world, which allows that to be so. In other words, the Omas understood that that was what Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted for the world. So there was a purpose to the world which was, but that was from the Torah. The Torah is a blueprint for the world. So if Klai Yisrael doesn't move into that function, so why is Chesed valuable? Because I mean, you're nice to other people. Why is it again? But if I can't translate the world to the world of Ruchnius, so there's a tachlis for the Bria beyond the Bria itself, Chesed has no value either.
Right. I mean, it has its limitations. There's an element of Ruchnius, but it's got its limitations. So ultimately, it's aimed at others, which is also Gashmias.
Right. In other words, monkeys are nice to each other also, but you wouldn't say that therefore that monkeys have that there's a value to what they're doing. You know, let's say they are. I don't know. They are. So that they don't. They're nice to their group. I know they're nice to other monkeys, but they're nice to their group. Okay. Amar Racha by Yaakov Mikan Mador Rabba LaRaisa. The Ksais has a gorgeous piece in his Hakdama to the Shmaitza. The Hakdama Shmaitza is like a fascinating piece of Agadah which he writes over there. He says, "When Rashi forced Klai Yisrael, exactly how did he force them? What he forced them, you know." This idea of the Hakikik is exactly what it means. You know, he says it's basically morale seems to say this idea. But he builds up the idea of the morale glarye, that Gershom took Klai Yisrael to a point of understanding that they realized that they had no choice. In other words, that their understanding that the elevation of Gershom raised Klai Yisrael up to, so it wasn't a function of Bechir anymore. It was.
So why did he have to do the mountain thing?
That was what the mountain thing was. It says it was an allegory. It didn't physically happen that he put a mountain there. That the Bershom put them into a level of recognition that they realized that otherwise the world is going to collapse. You know, in a certain sense. You know, they had such a clarity of function, non-function of the world. It's like there's no that everything is nothing otherwise. The world's going to go back to Toyo Vavoyo. It was like, you know. Not so therefore we like the world, but like we realize that like otherwise it's ridiculous. So there wasn't a full Bechira taking place. So Klal Yisrael was forced in a certain sense, so we could always claim back, we can't be punished, because you force us to do it. They put a stamp of approval on that which they accepted earlier. That was an alarm which rega, and they were able to choose, and they chose that this is the right thing. They recognized that this is the right thing. If it's scared, why is it then being shaked, being at peace? First it was scared, then it relaxed. Why was it scared? What's the special sixth day? Christ accepts the Torah. Good. If not, you're going back to where you came from. So the world is concerned. Will Christ accept the Torah? And then eventually it was Shekata when you gave Mishmai Mishmata, you gave your words, and Christ accepted them. Then the world was Shekata. Rashi, Tachas Zahar Mamish. Rashi learns it was physical. Gigas Kuba Shematilim Ba Shecher was a big cask that you put Shecher in. So it's going to be a casket. If we take Kleisel to Din, that Lama Lekiyamtem Mashi Kibaltem Aleichem, why didn't you fulfill what you promised? Yeshlem Chuba Shikibulubana, they could answer that we were forced, we didn't really accept it. From the Abbas and Nes, they were Mekabal. Torah did is Torah. It's Kila Kadam Shomer Yisrael Nasa Benishma Yara. They were scared. The world was scared. Shem Alo Yikavlu, they won't accept it. V'yachzor Elam Atayba Vayu, Kedrish Lakish, L'Vasayv, Kishikibluva, it was Shekata. Yerim HaShishi, my Shnod Aksiv, Hey, B'yerim, Gemar Maisa Breshis, why is there a Hey over there? It's Yerim Rishon, Yerim Sheni, why is it Yerim HaShishi? Malam Echis, Nakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashishi mashma hashishi amiyuchad b'mokam acher. The specific article, there was a specific shishi somewhere. Can it mean about Alma? Hayerech means hamayimonis, means the yerech, means the right one, the more significant one. So there's something special about it. Afkan vayerech vayabaker, shal gemar maishib reishis, tolabiyam hashishi, that depends on yam shishi, hu vav v'sibon shenina botara. Now, according to what Rabbi said before, the Torah was given on Shabbos, so the Yom HaShishi doesn't mean the sixth day of the week, it means the sixth day of the month of Sivan. According to Rabbanan. Tosfos asked the question, Chayisul said, Nasa Benishma, why does Kosh Baruch Hu need to put this barrel over their head? They already said yes. So that the Tosis Teretz is that the Russian was afraid when they would see the thunder and lightning of the mountain Teretz, and they realized the thunder and lightning means you realize how significant this is. You say Nasa Benishma, but when you start seeing what we're really talking about, sometimes you might change your mind. So Russian didn't want them to change their mind. The Tanchuma in Parshas Noach actually says that Nasa Benishma was on Torah Shebiksav. But the version was afraid of Tarsha Baal Peh with all of its details, etc., etc., etc. That's already something which Kleisel might not want to accept. And therefore, the version felt the need to be Kaifa on the Tarsha Baal Peh. Which then is interesting to think about. So, Kimu Kibla HaYehudim by Purim, you know, the main skuf of Tarsha Baal Peh is by Hasheni. Vice Rishon really is Tarshish B'Ksav in a certain sense. We get it all through the Nevi'im, and we get it, you know, the what was done by the, even by the Chachamim, etc., was recorded in Nevi'im. It's part of Torah. The Tarshish Baal Peh is by Hasheni, which immediately took place after Purim. That was, you know, the Purim was a precursor to the process of building by Hasheni, etc. So that's the Tkufa. Esther is Seif HaNisim, the Chazal say. Because afterwards there was not, there was no Ksiv anymore. So from that moment onward is the process of Tarsha Bal Peh becomes significant in the Klal Yisrael, because they kept accepted it then, according to that pshat of the Tanakhuma. Okay. The power of the Chachamim, correct.
Not the pure transmission.
Right, that's, I don't think what he means, that I think the Tanakhuma also means that. In other words, the idea that the Yad Rashem's rule you're comfortable with, but that the rabbi can tell you what to do, that's scary. Okay. The Gemara says it was not in the Kosev. Much after Purim. It was about 100 plus years after Purim. The more says, the more he asks, the more says it was not Nitzan Likosev. So Esther was the last Nase which was recorded, was given to be recorded, which means it had a different function in Klal Yisrael. It's part of Tarnivim Tzuvim. What happened afterwards is part of a different process. But the point, the fact that it's written down and canonized, means that there's something. It's a different type of a nes. It has a different function in Klal Yisrael as a nes of Purim. El Chanukah. Okay, let's go back to it. Darsh Rav Simoy. V'shoshek dima Yisrael nasev anit l'nishma bo shishim riba shemalachi asharitz echolecha v'echol mi Yisrael kosher l'shnei ksorim. Each member of Klal Yisrael got two crowns. Tosfos points out they were not physical. They were made out of hoyd, which is a Russian's glory. Echa kenega nasa, echa kenega nishma. The fact that they became shechot to Yisrael, they said nasa before nishma, so they got the crowns. Once Klaisa was koyte, yordu meyav esrim riboy malachi chabola upirkum. So they needed each to take him back. It's a little bit harder. So they needed one malach to take each one back. A malach chabola is a malach whose job is to hit. So upirkum, and they took them off. That's an interesting question. The Levim weren't chayta in the Egel, and I guess they weren't probably 600,000 to start with anyway. So theoretically, they should still have it. The Morse says Moshe still had those. That's funny though. I'm not sure what it would be. I have to look into that a little bit. They received the Becharev, Becharev Parku. Becharev Tonu could have more, Becharev Parku could have seen what he said. I'm going to say, Moshe Menotlon, Moshe Beno got them all. The Samachlai Moshe Yikach was the oil, and the Psukim, which eventually he took the oil, which Psukim eventually read to the Pasuk by that Karan Arponov. He had the Karen or upon him. We will get them back eventually. What Simcha Olam Al Resham? We will be redeemed and go back to Tzion, and the Simcha of Olam of eternity will be Al Resham. It means Simcha Shem Olam Al Resham, that which was there all the way back from time eternal, was on their heads. There's actually an Arizal. The Arizal says we get them back on Shabbos. Every Shabbos we get the crowns back. And the very long, beautiful Swasemis talks about that. Not now, though. Okay. I spoke about it in Shul once. In Betimna Chamar, we spoke about it one time, a few years ago. I mean, within the last 10 years, I spoke about it. I don't remember exactly when. Amr Lazar, B'shosh Shekdima Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma Yotze Baskol V'Amr Lehan Mi Gila L'Bini Rozeh Shemalach Yesharos Mishtam Shemboi. Who taught Klal Yisrael this secret that you do the Asiyah before the Nishma? The Ksiv Baruch Hashem Alochav Gibarei Koyach Oisei Devorei Lishma B'Kol Devorei. So we see they do before they hear B'Reisha Oisei V'Hodr Lishmoya. Okay, that the Asiyah before Shmiya. Omer Abcham Reb Chanina, my Dixiv Ketapuah Batzei Yar, came said that Klal Yisrael is Nimshel LeTapuach. Lama Nimshel Yisrael LeTapuach. Lama Lchamat Tapuach Zeb Piryoi Kadam LeOlav. Now, if Yisrael Akdimu Nasa LeNishma, they did it first. Tosha says our apples don't grow like that. Tosha says the Puach over here means an Esrig, and an Esrig, the fruit remains from year to year, even though the leaves fall off. So it comes out that the fruit was there before the leaves. Rashi says the nature of the tapuach is like the Gemara says. Difficult, you know, it must be that their apples were different than ours. Yeah, but it says asterisk. Yeah, it's one of them. That could be. Hasuki the chaz the rabbi the ma'ayin b'shemaita. There was a tzuki, saw rabbi looking in a sugya. He was looking into a sugya. But yoso atzbaso the day to say kara. His fingers were under his foot. He was sitting.
His own foot.
Yeah. It's become mayitz b'hu. So he was pressing down like he was when he was. Like he was sitting, and he was like rubbing his feet in the ground. He was like thinking, so it was like moving his feet. His fingers were bleeding from it, and he didn't notice because he was so involved in the Gemara, what he was thinking about. Amalei Ama Paziza, you're a hasty nation. You do things without illogical. The Kedmisu Pumaychu Ludnaychu. You put your mouth before your ear. You said you're going to do something before you hear it. You're still doing your hasty type of things. Because if you could do, you should hear what he wants and see if you can handle it or not. We went with trust in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We went with a wholesomeness, with a trust in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The innocence of the Yeshorim, their Tamimis, will lead them properly. But you, the Sagin Balilusa, you go with crookedness, or you know, Alilus, Dam, like looking for problems. And the Krumkite, that which they go off path, of the Bogdim, of the rebellious one, will shut and will throw them down. So you're right, people like you wouldn't be able to do such a thing. But we, because we go with such trust in Kadosh Baruch Hu, he responds without giving us something which would be bad for us.